说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, elementaries. My name is Ken Carroll, and this is Chinese Pod.
I am Jenny.
And we are at the airport today, are we not?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We are at the ticket counter.
Ticket counter.
About to get our boarding pass and check in our luggage.
Check in. We're checking in here. I think the sounds will give you some more clues. Nothing terribly challenging here in terms of vocabulary, so we won't give away too much. But I think the key is you're checking in right now. Let's listen to it. See what you can figure out. That's always the key. Try to figure out as much as you can. Then we'll put it together piece by piece for you. By the end, you'll get the whole thing.
没错。对话第一遍。
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
你好。
您好，您的机票和护照。
给。
有行李托运吗？
有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
有的。
第二遍。
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
你好。
您好，您的机票和护照。
给。
有行李托运吗？
有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
有的。
第三遍。
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
你好。
您好，您的机票和护照。
给。
有行李托运吗？
有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
有的。
Okay, so let's translate it now.
Yeah. 欢迎来到美国航空公司。
Welcome to American Airlines.
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
Welcome to American Airlines.
欢迎来到美国航空公司。你好。
Hi.
你好。
Hello.
你好。您好。您的机票和护照。
Hello. Can I see your ticket and passport?
您好。您的机票和护照。
Hello. Your ticket and passport.
您好。您的机票和护照。给。
Here you are.
给。
Here you are.
给。有行李托运吗？
Do you have bags to check in?
有行李托运吗？
Do you have any baggage to check in?
有行李托运吗？有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
Yeah, I have one bag. Are there seats by the window available?
有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
Yeah, I've got one bag. Can I get a seat by the window?
有一件，有靠窗的座位吗？有的。
Yes, we have.
有的。
Yes, there are.
有的。Very useful and high-frequency language.
Yeah, this is exactly the way it happens. Now, let's take a look at the first sentence. This is slightly formal. In fact, the way this lady speaks is very formal in a sense. It's kind of interesting culturally because she doesn't say please and thank you, a lot of that.
But she uses...
But the form is very, very polite. And so that's culturally kind of interesting. So let's take a look at the first sentence there.
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
Now, let's take the sentence from the back. We have an airline. What was that expression?
航空公司。航空公司。
航空公司。
对。
Lots of first tones there, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's like...
Second, first, 航空 and then 公司 to first.
Yeah, 航空公司
Yes.
There you go. An airline. And that is the same for any airline. They're all
航空公司 That's the term for airlines.
Now, in this case, we have American Airlines.
美国航空公司美国航空公司
Now, this is actually the...
AA.
Yeah, American Airlines. This is what they're actually called in Chinese.
对、
yeah. It sounds slightly generic when you say American Airlines, but it's actually the name as it's known in China. So one more time, American Airlines.
美国航空公司
So if you're at the airport and you hear over the intercom your flight being called, you didn't hear what they said in English, you know they're talking about...
美国航空公司
There you go. Now, of course, she's welcoming the visitor, and she's saying,
欢迎来到美国航空公司
Now, again, nothing terribly challenging here, but it's nice lexical stuff. This is the stuff that you hear. So how did she say welcome that?
欢迎来到欢迎来到
Now, 欢迎 is the welcome bit.
对
Right. You could use that in many contexts, couldn't you? 欢迎 Pretty much anywhere.
北京欢迎你
Yeah, exactly in the Olympics. Or somebody arrives at your house or something, you could
欢迎
say.
欢迎
You could also use it to invite someone to your house, right?
欢迎你来我家 对
And here is 来到
对
Meaning just to have arrived kind of thing, isn't it?
来到also functions like glue here to stick the 欢迎 bit and the 美国航空公司 together.
It's a recognition that you're here, that you've arrived. Okay. So that's a pretty good sentence. Let's hear the whole thing one more time, please, Jenny.
欢迎来到美国航空公司
Okay, great. Now, of course, 你好 But now we mentioned here that the lady that works here, she's being polite, but there's not a lot of please and thank you. And this sentence shows us what I mean by that. Let's hear it, Jenny.
您好您的机票和护照您好您的机票和护照
Now tell us a little bit about what I just said
There's no please
Yeah, there's no please here
But we have a magical word
Which is
您
您
And that's the honorific of
yes,
你
你 So it's second tone
对
It's got an N on the end The pinyin is N-I-N
Yes
Right And that is
您
您
您
Now, when you address someone as 您
对
it is, as you said, an honorific. It's a way to show respect. All right. So, 您好 And she just literally, fairly straightforward, your ticket and passport.
Passport. 您的机票和护照您的机票和护照
Okay, 机票 First tone, fourth tone, right? 机票
对 means your ticket.
Ticket. And passport is?
护照护照
Now, this is a two fourth tones.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of a mnemonic, but it's not coming to me. 护照
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 Let's not force the mnemonic.
Well, okay, if it doesn't remember his name. What about pepper? The word for pepper, like black pepper.
胡椒
Now, that was used to confuse me.
Oh.
Why did that happen?
差得很远 Very different.
In terms of
but
tones.
But it does sound quite similar.
The syllables are the same. The tones are different.
护照
is passport.
胡椒
is pepper.
Pepper,
as in black pepper. Interesting.
对 I'm still trying to think of some other links between pepper and passport.
I can't really, but anyway, 护照 it's emphatic. Passport, maybe think about it this way.
护照
Passport, don't lose my passport. 护照 there you got it. There's a mnemonic for you. Yeah, so then we have this gay.
Gay.
Just essentially here.
Here you are. Here you are. 对 when you hand something to people, gay.
Yeah, gay. Or something's gay.
对
You'll just say it that way. Fine. Now, do you have any baggage to check in here? Now, let's look at the word for baggage.
行李行李
行李
对
Tones?
Second and neutral.
Okay, 行李
行李
And the verb to check in.
托运托运
托运
对
First tone, fourth tone.
That's correct.
托运 Now, literally translated, this is an interesting little concept here. What does 托运 mean, literally?
Well, 托 means you're entrusting someone to do something for
okay.
you.
Okay, yes.
And 运 means to transport.
Transport. So it means to entrust transport, literally.
To entrust the 航空公司 to transport your luggage.
There you go. Kind of interesting.
对
So now this 托运 I don't know of it working or appearing in any other really context, does it?
You're correct.
It's pretty much here for this checking in. Okay. So maybe one way to remember this is to put the whole thing together, as in baggage check-in.
行李托运。对, you can also say 托运行李.
Yes.
Reverse the order.
Yes.
行李托运.
Yeah. Because what she's saying, do you have luggage to check in?
对, right. 有行李托运吗?
Yeah.
有行李托运吗?
So the 托运 is the verb there.
对.
Do you have luggage to check in, as it were? So useful stuff. But you could also say 我要托运我的行李.
对, 我要托运行李.
There you go. Now, so the question, do you have any bags to check in? And if, in this case, I have one bag.
有一件。
Now, 件 here is not, doesn't mean baggage, it's a number word.
It's a measure word.
Measure word.
Meaning I have one piece of baggage.
One piece of baggage. 有一件。对。Useful.
是的。
Yeah, 一件行李, right?
一件行李。And then he requests a seat.
Oh, yes.
有靠窗的座位吗? 有靠窗的座位吗?
Now, this is a great piece of Lexis again. Yes. Now, the word here for seat is
座位。Also, two fourth tones.
座位, seat.
对。
On an aircraft. Now, and the word for window...
窗。
Now, the full term for window is actually...
窗户。
But 窗 is good enough.
对。
And from context, you can guess. It's, you're checking in, you want a window seat. It's like, yeah. Now, next to or beside...
靠。
Now, so the here, beside the window is...
靠窗。对。
Yeah. Now, so let's hear the full sentence. Do you have a window seat, basically?
有靠窗的座位吗? 有靠窗的座位吗?
Yeah, so how would you say this seat is beside the window?
靠窗的座位.
There you go.
靠窗的座位.
Wow. And of course, American Airlines, of course they do, she says.
有的。
We have.
Yes.
Wow, that's the way it happens. That's the way you're likely to experience it.
Yep.
And why not try to do that if you can in Chinese? It's great practice.
Ken, yes. I am guessing you don't like to 托运你的行李.
No, I don't. How do you know?
You once told me you spent like 5 minutes for your haircut. So I can't imagine you waiting for half an hour for your luggage.
I hate it.
On the conveying belt.
I always try to travel light because I just like, I just really prefer if I have hand carry baggage. I don't know why. Whatever. Yeah.
You're like a global jet set. They always travel light.
Well, I don't know. I think traveling has just changed so much in the last few years.
True.
And it's just so much mafan, just so much trouble these days.
And sometimes your baggage never comes out on the belt.
Yeah, I've always been fairly lucky about my 行李. Anyway.
Me too. You know, there's something very interesting about airlines in China. Let's listen to the dialogue first.
Okay.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue.
欢迎来到美国航空公司。你好。您好。您的机票和护照。给。有行李托运吗？有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？有的。第二遍。
欢迎来到美国航空公司。你好。您好。您的机票和护照。
给。
有行李托运吗？
有一件。
有靠窗的座位吗？
有的。
第三遍。
欢迎来到美国航空公司。
你好。
您好，您的机票和护照。
给。
有行李托运吗？
有一件。有靠窗的座位吗？
有的。
Okay, so what do you want to tell us about the airlines in China, Jenny?
Well, among the many interesting things, something that really hasn't changed a lot is the in-flight entertainment. or the lack of in-flight entertainment.
Yeah, there isn't. You know, I am not that big a fan of in-flight entertainment at all. I think it's a total distraction.
A distraction from what? The joy of flying?
No, I mean, I used to love flying because I could catch up with reading.
That's true.
You know, I would just bring, I'd always make sure I had 3 or 4 books that I could read a couple of hours this and change it. And it was always a great way.
And then comes the personalized entertainment system, blockbuster movies.
Yeah. So I find that it's just a distraction now when you're trying to read, and all around you are these screens. But it is a good place to study Chinese, you know.
So we should all take Chinese airlines.
Indeed, if you're flying.
There's no distraction.
No question to me. I mean, if you're flying somewhere, get your iPod, load up.
对.
And off you go. You know.
But on many Chinese airlines, sometimes they do have entertainment. It's a big screen that the entire plane shares. They show like candid camera from 10 years ago.
More 20-year-old candid camera from the UK usually with these goofy things.
Or sometimes Mr. Bean. But it really gets people.
That's kind of really sort of middle of the road, inoffensive, generic, and it's visual rather than sound. You don't need sound for a candid camera for that kind of stuff. But anyway, hope that was useful. It's very much the language that you'll hear in airports. And spend some time, go to ChinesePod.com and explore it, and you might bump into us while you're there. However,
time to say 再见.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0988. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0988 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0988.